Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godler Show with.
Well, hello all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. This is great. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, author, and a little bit of everything else here in the Southern California area. I am a glitter and rainbow girl going way, way, way back, and I love that. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM kink community, anybody that really just doesn't feel like they fit in a traditional sense. So you are my people. You are my tribe. You know, anybody that, you know, just doesn't feel like it. So I try to make you feel like you belong. My hope is that we have a little fun, get a little inspiration, bring a smile to your heart, maybe, you know, a little giggle in there. You never know. So now let's get this show going. We know how we start the show every week. If you're brand new, just follow along. So what we're going to do is we are going to, if you're in a safe place, and for me, a safe place is like not driving, working on a special assignment, you know, handling heavy equipment, just, you know, safe place. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a nice deep breath. Hold it. And exhale with a great big smile. Now we're going to do part two. And everybody knows part two is my favorite part. So let's start wiggling those toes. Wiggle your toes. In your shoes, out of your shoes, in your socks, out of your socks. You know, I'm a out of my shoes kind of girl. But do whatever's comfortable for you. Now wiggle that butt. Come on, wiggle your butt. Squeeze in those buns. Scrunch them together. Go for it. I have never met anybody that can do that without smiling. It makes me smile just to ask people to do that, which is fabulous. Now we're going to take one more deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you just to say to yourself, I got this. I have it under control. Everything's all right. No big deal. Just some short little thing that keeps you going, you know? Because you have now loosened your ankles, your toes, your hips, your lower back, where we hold everything. Your shoulders, because of the nice deep breaths. If you got a little, you know, extra couple seconds, roll your head around. Just enough to loosen that up. This is, you know, this is a great way. I normally start my show. I start my, you know, if I'm feeling stressed, this is what I do. So, you know, always know in the back of your head that, you know, you've got, you know, squeeze in your buns. You'll be just fine. So if you like this show, I would love for you all to become Patreon members. Every little bit helps. You just go to Patreon, you know, under Hypno Fairy Godmother. And I want to thank all my new Patreons for helping make this show happen, because you do help make this show happen, which is great. So this week, let's go. I am so happy that you're here with me today, because this is a part of the Weeble Kung Fu that, you know, we were going to have to deal with eventually anyway. So let's just go for it. As you know, Weeble Kung Fu is my way of kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, it's not a gay thing, not a straight thing. It's a human thing. And it reminds us of all that we've gone through and the positive direction that we're going into. You know, it's that one more way of helping you become that person that you want to become, or maybe that person that you wish you would have had growing up. Today we are going to discuss surviving Thanksgiving with or without your family. Because although this year is going to be different for most, there are still those that, you know, maybe with a family that's maybe not so friendly, or you have to be around people that maybe aren't quite as enlightened or woke as you are. You know, those places where you go to and there are those things that you're not supposed to talk about because they're uncomfortable topics. You know, politics, religion, the fact that you've lived with your roommate for 20 years, but you're still just roommates and friends, you know, places like that. So even if you're having a virtual holiday, there are things you can do to kind of make things a little more enjoyable, you know, a little more relaxed. So these are how we're going to kind of work today. These are how things are going to kind of happen. So if you're just having a virtual holiday, there are some things you can do, you know, to make it a little easier through the day. So first of all, and we are running out of time on this one, make sure you tell your family as early as possible that you're not coming. And you can tell them why you're not coming. And it can be personal. It can be, you can make something up. But I say, just tell them why you're not coming. Whether it's you don't feel comfortable or, you know, health factors, whatever it is. But make sure that you stand by your decision. You know why you're not going. So don't be guilted into doing something that you're just not comfortable with. You know, and this stands for non-COVID years too. If you're constantly invited to a family thing or an extended family thing and you're not comfortable, don't go. You know, it's your life and this is your day and you should get to spend it the way that makes you happy. Sounds like a good plan, doesn't it? You know, because my main objective is always your mental health. And spending the day miserable is not good for your mental health. We know this by now. So, you know, if you have to do it, then there are things. So let's start with the basics. The breathing. You know, me and the breathing. You know, as in do your breathing exercises before you do anything else. You know, before you check anything, before you deal with anything, just, you know, do that breathing. If you're having to drive to a location, wiggle your butt on the way. That's right. I'm telling you, nobody sees you doing it in the car because they're also driving in the car. And listen to upbeat music. So, you know, you're doing the wiggle your butt. You're kind of laughing. You're listening to upbeat music. So by the time you get to your location, you're already feeling good. You've already starting this on a little more of an upbeat note. Nobody wants to, you know, you don't want to show up grumpy or resentful or angry. Because if you are any of those things, then you should have followed advice number one, which was don't go. Remember, this is about you. This is not about those other people. This is about you. So then you take that one more deep breath, knock on the door, and you just tell yourself, I got this. It's a limited time. I can handle it. I made the commitment. I am here. Now, another little tidbit is that if you can be subtle, and I do mean subtle, and you have little earbuds, not like full headphones, but little earbuds, you know, you can be softly listening to that music that was on your phone. You know, you don't have to do a floor show. I mean, if you want to, I say go for it because every family celebration should have somebody doing that. But this is just having your own little personal soundtrack, you know, that no one else can hear, but it can help you stay strong, you know, help you be a little more calmer. It helps to drown out those things that you really don't want to hear anyway. So, but always remember, this is the key. Keep one ear open. just in case somebody says your name. Because if you're trying to be subtle in doing this, then you don't, you know, you have to be subtle doing this. You know, you don't want somebody calling you and, you know, you're like, huh, what? And then everybody knows and the jig is up and then you have to do the floor show. So don't do that. But I'm guessing most of us are going to be home this year, like it's recommended. So a Zoom turkey day, it probably is. And same rules apply. Before you log on, breathe and relax. You said yes. You said yes, you would be part of this call. So start your morning getting things ready for you and have fun with it. This is not a dread thing. This is a, okay, this is a little bit different, but we've got this, you know? So this is your day off. It's a day to just, hopefully, for some it's not, but if you've got the day off, this is your chance to just chill and relax, especially if you're at home. You know, think of it that way. You know, you don't have to get all dressed up. You don't have to put on, you know, the shoes you don't want to wear, the pants you don't want to wear, whatever it is, because you're actually home. And honestly, if all they can see is you from the neck up or the waist up, then I wouldn't worry too much about it. You can also give yourself a really fun background. You know, make it look like, you know, you're walking through the woods or the Taj Mahal or, you know, wherever. But give yourself a fun background. No need to be boring. Okay? This is not, oh, I have to do this. This is, okay, I'm going to spend part of the time with my family and I'm good with that because we're distancing. We're still getting to see each other. We're still getting to talk. We still get to laugh with each other. The only difference is y'all making your own food. That's that, you know, and you already know you're going to have leftovers. So you don't have to go, ooh, I got to get in on the leftovers before I go. No, making your own. It works. Trust me on this one. You know, and if you feel really, really guilty about not going to wherever it was that you didn't want to go in the first place, there are so many places online that ship everything from flowers, desserts. You can ship a whole dinner to somebody. So if you do feel guilty, you can do that. But I honestly think that if you're doing it for you, then there should be no guilt involved anyway. You know, but then again, all of that's up to you. If you traditionally send, you know, flowers or whatever, then keep that going. You know, this is things that make you feel better. That's how we're going to work on this. So then again, what if you're alone this year? And I know that this is also a situation for many that they've never had to deal with. And I can totally relate to this because the first year that I moved to my new location and relocated to California, I was alone. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anyone. So the first thing you have to do is just accept the fact that you're alone and go, okay, I can do anything I want to do. I can eat anything I want to eat. I can see anything I want to see. You know, just tell yourself, this is my day. And once you accept that, then, you know, things will get a little bit better. One thing that I do recommend, though, if you want to, is, you know, there are always places that you can volunteer, especially on holidays. You know, check early to see if they have restrictions, but there are always people online asking for volunteers. And the one thing that COVID has done to many of us is made us feel a little disempowered. Almost, you know, this is all against me. And we don't want to feel like a victim at any point. But a great way to counter that feeling is to get involved in a positive way. You know, engage in actions that show others that you care. Seriously, you know, you can volunteer at a big place, or maybe it could be as simple as bringing dinner to a neighbor who may not be able to get out, dropping off groceries, you know, for a neighbor, donating groceries, donating, you know, right now food banks especially are running really low because of the situation that they're in. Make it a part of maybe a new tradition is volunteering at a shelter, volunteering at, you know, for a local group that could really use you. And you can, you know, another thing that you can do, hopefully after you've volunteered, but again, that's up to your comfort level, but get outside. I went to the beach that day. I'd never been to this particular beach. I had heard about it. It's a holiday, so not too many people were there. Distancing would have been easy, even back then. It was chilly for Southern California, but I had so much fun people watching. And it's one of my favorite things to do is to totally people watch. So after I had done my walking around, I found a nice place to sit so that I could watch the waves come in and watch the sun and people watch. And I started giving me a chance to just ease down a little bit, calm my crazy brain and calm my crazy breathing. And I started thinking about my future plans. You know, what was I going to do that I was now that I was here? What was I going to do as far as, you know, I was kind of in a weird career changing plan then. So I wrote everything down. You know, I write everything today. I really did. You know, on the way home, I went through a fast food restaurant. And as anybody that knows me knows, I'm not a big, you know, on the cooking thing. So I was fine with that. I know other people that, you know, pre-order a dinner somewhere, which you can always do. You know, if you like to cook, have everything out and ready so that when you get home from your little mini adventure, you can just, you know, cook everything up. Or if you cook before you leave, it'll be ready when you get there. There's so many things that you can do without having to feel rushed or panicked or anything like that. And if you are going to be home and you are technically alone that day, get some extra sleep. You know, this is your time. If you get this day off, sleep in. Watch reruns of the Macy's Parade, which I'm not actually sure they're having this year. I need to check that out for you. If you're into sports, tons of sports on. But if you're not into sports, you know, do you have that show that you've been dying to binge watch, but, you know, kind of been putting it off? Grab yourself some popcorn, just like a spectacular Charlie Brown Thanksgiving would do, and go for it. Binge watch. The idea is to make this day your own. Start new traditions that make you feel great. You know, start going, okay, so from now on Thanksgiving, I'm going to volunteer here and I'm going to make this up or this. You know, it could be a new tradition where you guys, you know, all get together. You know, and do the Zoom thing. I'm always telling you, you know, you can set up movie nights. You can set up, and just because this recently happened, if you're going to have a Zoom movie night, Zoom may not be the best option. There are other options out there for great movie nights together. Because if you're running the movie on your computer, you're technically the only one that can hear it. So what you want to do is maybe just have a big watch party. You know, there are some other online options where everybody gets to still talk to each other or write or whatever while you're having this group movie night. Be creative. Totally be creative. You can even have game night. I mean, it's a little more difficult and a little more challenging, but I know you're up for it. If you're used to having, you know, playing board games with your family at the end of the day, you can still do that. You just got to make sure everybody's got the same game and everybody's following along with what's going on so that no one gets to cheat. And, you know, go for it. As your turn comes up, you can roll your dice. Everybody sees you roll your dice. Everybody sees you move your pieces or grab a card or whatever it is. I can't think of anything that would be funnier than that. You know what I mean? Now, here's the thing, though. If you're one of those people that absolutely cannot imagine being alone, and I know that there are some of you out there, you know, the idea is not to be alone, then there are always people on helplines. There are always people on call lines and stuff that are just there to talk to you. That's their main thing. There are helplines out there. There are chat groups out there. And the whole idea is just to make you feel connected. I don't want anybody just to sit there and be miserable. That is the worst thing. So never, ever, whether, you know, sit and be miserable. Ever. There are people that you can talk to. There are places that you can go online or people you can just call on the phone. There are some people you can just text. And, you know, if that's all you need is some text encouragement or, you know, someone to talk to on the phone for a while, to just not to have that connection, to not be alone. I will also, just so you know, I will also be available if you do need an appointment to have somebody to talk to, you know, because to me, you're far more important than a turkey or a whatever. And if that makes you feel more comfortable, then, you know, this is what I do and this is who I am. Because you always need to keep in mind, so to speak, your mental health. The whole idea of this, whether you're in a group or you're alone, keep checking in with you. I know. You know, do that mental health check every once in a while. If you start feeling a little down or you start feeling like your brain's racing just more than you really can handle, just stop what you're doing. Stop. Go out. Take a short walk around the block. You know, go find a little quiet place that, you know, to do a little breathing. Step out of the situation. Go on a walk and do the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. If you need to remember what that is, I, you know, it's always on my Facebook page. So are some of the other things that I've suggested. The important part is get out of whatever makes you feel uncomfortable. Just, you know, you don't need this. Nobody needs this on a regular day, much less this particular, you know, holiday. If you're at home and you're on a Zoom call and things start to get a little crazy, a little personal, maybe the topic has just gotten out of control, or it just makes you want to scream, just log off. Just log off. You don't need to apologize. You don't need to make excuses. Just a quick thanks, have to go, and log off. Because this isn't about them. And whether you're in somebody's house or in your own, why would you want to listen to somebody that is making you feel uncomfortable or insulting things that you believe in? You know, this is supposed to be a day of relaxation. And sometimes people take it really personal and they think that it's the opportunity to let all of their views just come out and shine. And, you know, we've already talked about those things that we shouldn't talk about, that you're actually warned or talked to on the way, you know. And I don't want you to ever feel like you can't be you. It's important for you to be you, because you can't be anybody else. So you might as well just be the real you, the empowered you, the you that you're becoming. You know, we've been doing this online for 6 months. So thank you for all of you, those that have actually been with me during this time. But, you know, we have gone over so many things that, you know, I've used and tried to help you to become that better person, that person you want to be. Well, if you've made all these strides to do that, don't let one day throw you off. It is not worth it. It is not worth it. You just need to be you. And if being you means showing up, and I personally have two big fluffy turkey hats that I wear that make other people feel uncomfortable, which is kind of funny. You know, if you want to show up in, you know, shorts and a tank top in a blizzard, I don't care. You know, you're going to be a little cold, I'm guessing. But is that you? Is that the authentic you? And if it is, go for it. Don't be somebody that you're not. It took me forever to come to this. It took me so long to not try to be who I thought other people wanted me to be. You know, you're at one person's house and you're acting one way. You're at a friend's house, you can act another way. You're doing a holiday thing, so you're expected to look and act a certain way. Oh my God, it's confusing. It's crazy. It's confusing. Don't do it. Be you. You know, wear your leggings, wear your pajama pants. I don't care. You know, if you're at home, you have a little more leeway. And if you do need to make an excuse for leaving a family call, you know, just blame it on the internet or whatever. I say don't make excuses, but if you're not comfortable enough not to do that, they're easy. They're really easy out there. So, you know, this is about being you. This is about new traditions. You know, we're supposed to stay apart this year. Small groups only, if you do get together. So this actually gives you this perfect opportunity to start new things. This is the perfect opportunity to step away. Sometimes our families get a little intense. Sometimes they don't accept us for who we are. Sometimes they, family, you know? So this is your chance. you know, take advantage of doing new things. I could have never thought of going to the ocean on Thanksgiving. And I decided to make that day my own. I decided that it was important to me to not sit inside my little one-room apartment and feel sorry for myself. And I was terrified to go out. I didn't know anybody. You have a million what ifs. But, you know, this is the thing, is that I always talk to you about, you know, feeling your own, being filled with gratitude and nourishing your soul. This is part of nourishing your soul. When you're you and you're doing what makes you feel, you know, just makes you feel good, that's nourishing your soul. Isn't that a great way to think of it? You know, you don't have to call it Thanksgiving. This could be the first and hopefully annual time that I get to spend a whole day sleeping in or laying around in my pajamas eating anything I want today. Okay, I'm good with that. Does that make you feel good? Is that where you're comfortable? Is that where you feel content? Does that give you a sense of peace? Your mental health is important. You know, that's the most important thing. There are certain things that we know we have zero control over. Zero. We cannot help what's happening on the outside world. You know, depending on where you live, some states are pretty much closed down still. Some are slightly open. You know, we have no control. So the one thing that you do have control of is you. You have control of how you feel. You have control of what you do. No guilt allowed. And that's a tough one. That is a tough one, especially when it comes to family. But, you know, like I said, stand your ground. Mental health, we have ups and downs, you know? We deal with courage. It took so much courage for me to get in my little truck and just drive away. Part of me wanted to turn around and drive right back to my house. But I knew I needed to get out. And this was just a regular year. There was nothing going on. It was just a regular year, but I knew that I had to do this for me. That embracing the fear. Yes, that is right after nourishing the soul, embracing the fear. You know, it can be not only mental, but emotional. You know, look at it as a sense of excitement. I was going to a place that I had wanted to go to. Never really thought I had the time to. I love going on adventures. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about going out someplace that you've never been before. You know, go explore. If you're in a new area, definitely go explore. If you're in a place that you've been into for years and years, there still may be a place that maybe you loved going to and that you just don't go to anymore. Why not? Take it. Go for it. Embrace that fear. Once you do it, that's one less thing that you have to be afraid of. Think of that. You can check that off your list. I am not afraid of going out by myself. Congratulations. Because once you do it once, then it's easier to do it again. And you may meet people. I know, scary, but you may actually meet people that are in the same situation as you. And you've made a connection. I don't think that's a bad thing. I just don't. Because you know that if it matters to you, then it matters. If, you know, and know that I had an experience this weekend where I had felt alone. I kind of felt like I was the only one really feeling the way I was. And I was talking with a group this weekend that I love. And I realized as we were talking and going around and everybody was talking that they all felt the exact same way I did. That they were having the same fears and they were having the same issues and the same feelings that I was. And it wasn't like a misery loves company thing. It was more like I'm not alone thing. That there are other people that feel this way. And I'm not crazy to feel like I'm feeling right now. And sometimes that's what we need. We need to know that we're not the only ones that feel this way. That, you know, and any little connection that you can make, you know, maybe you're on that beach or at a park or walking on a trail and you pass by somebody on Thanksgiving that's doing the same thing that you are and they're alone too. Holy moly. Think about that. Isn't that crazy? And all you don't have to stand there and talk to them, but just acknowledge, nod and acknowledge that, yep, I'm in the same boat as you. Have a good day. Keep going. It's like I always tell you, especially if you have to stand in line. Oh, my Lord. If you have to stand in line to go shopping this week, it is so, so, so important that, you know, that you know that people are going to be a little, they're going to be really stressed and edgy and they may not be at their best. And just tell yourself, that's okay. I don't need to worry about them. They're on their own journey. This is yours. So wear those headphones, listen to that music, dance while you're in line. Maybe, you know, take your mask and put a great big smile on it. You can do that with something as easy as tape. You know, put tape over it, draw with a Sharpie a great big smile. There are masks out there that people make that have goofy smiles on them. You know, fake mustaches, you know. And they're cute and people know how you feel. Sometimes a lot of what's happening is that when we go out now, it's hard to tell as much because we can only see your eyes. We don't get to see the rest of it. So sometimes you can't tell when somebody's smiling unless they have a really expressive face and their eyes are up and, you know, but put a goofy smile on your mask. Write something on there. Hi, my name is da da da. You know, have a great day. You can just write on the mask. Have a great day. You're going to have a great effect on somebody. And that great effect could be on you. It really could. Because, you know, people always get stressed out right before a holiday. And we're about to go into this, and then we're about to go into major holidays. So look at Thanksgiving as maybe a tester. You know, we're going to call this not Turkey Day, but Test It Out Day. See how you feel with the Zoom thing. See how you feel about maybe being alone. See how you feel about finally saying no. See how you feel about cooking for yourself or ordering a pre-made meal. That's pretty cool. You know, so if you don't want to call it Thanksgiving, you know, you can call it thanks for being me. I am thankful for being me. Because that's another great way to use it, is to write down, I know I'm writing again, write down those things that you're thankful for. Yeah, this has been a crazy, crazy year. Man, nobody could have predicted this. So write down maybe things that you're thankful for. If you did get to keep with your job, if your family is still intact, if nobody's gotten sick, if, you know, your kids are still, you know, making it through school, if it hasn't snowed on you yet. I know some people really like snow. But find the little tiny things that you're thankful for. I'm thankful, you know, I got to start this show. And I'm not sure whether I would have got to do that or I would have had the courage to do this if my, you know, whole world and career kind of didn't topple a bit. I always like to say that I am the queen of plan B. You know, always make sure you have a backup. Always make sure. So for me, one of the things that I'm really thankful for is the fact that, you know, I could work from home. Not many of us get to actually work from home. So look at it as I'm thankful that I work from home in downtown traffic. I am thankful that, you know, I have two crazy dogs that make me laugh every single day. You know, all of the things, the little things, they don't have to be huge. But, you know, this is your try it out. This is, you could spend the whole day meditating. You could spend the whole day, you know, helping other people. You could spend the whole day binge watching. But this is your chance to see how that feels. See how a change of pace may feel. So by the time you get to the next holiday, which could be Hanukkah, could be Christmas, could be Kwanzaa, could be solstice, could be any of those things, you know, you may feel confident enough once again to say, you know what, I'm not coming over. I don't want to travel. I don't feel safe. Stand by your guns. So yeah, this is your try it out holiday. So I hope that you do. I really, really hope that, you know, you have a great, great holiday, great Thursday. For some, it just could be Thursday. Like I said, I will always be available to anyone that needs it. There are many, many other groups and people out there that also have wonderful, wonderful people online and on the phone that can help you out. One of the things that I wanted to throw in before is that starting this Wednesday, I'm doing group hypnosis sessions online. And this first one on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific, because that's my time zone. I'm actually doing a free group session. So you don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to pay for anything. I just think that we need a fabulous guided journey to lead us into calmness. So that by the time we're done, you just feel relaxed. You know, and it's a free session. Nobody will know who's on except for me. And you'll be seeing me and listening to me. I will, if you need more information, I have actually posted this, that it's now a free session with the link. But if you need any extra information, you know, I'm online. You can always, always email me at hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. But, you know, this is something that I decided to do for anybody that just needs a little extra. I am so ready for a day. And think of it this way. The only thing that you have to lose is a little excess stress. And I'd say that's a pretty cheap price. So no matter what you decide to do, you know, take your breaks. Go walk around, you know, leave your home. Be safe. You know, follow the guidelines. We know the precautions. Step away from the news because, wow, it just gets crazy, crazy every day. Dancing to crazy music, dancing to maybe, you know, stuff that you listened to in high school. Maybe trying out new music. Who knows? You know, ignore the cranky people in line. Just smile and dance on by. You know, put that weird smile on your mask. Because you know I'm going to. I'll even post a picture. You know, might even post a picture with the smiley mask and, you know, the turkey hat. You never know with me. call your friends, you know, and say hi. See what they're doing. If you have other, you know, friends that you know are going to be alone too, call them and go, would you like to do this crazy Zoom thing? You know, we can all eat together and then we can, you know, watch a movie together or, you know, anything like that. I want to know if anybody actually does the Zoom game night, because I can't wait to hear how that actually worked out for you. You know, it's important for you to laugh. Oh, my Lord, it's important for you to laugh and smile and be who you are. You know, to you know, feel the calm. Yeah. You can. You can feel calm. I know it's in every single one of you. I know it is. Especially sending vibes of calmness to our first responders. You know, these nurses and doctors are overwhelmed. And the paramedics and the fire department, they're overwhelmed right now. So, you know, send out those special vibes. Just give it out to the universe and it'll get to who it needs to get to. You know, maybe if you really want to, knowing that these nurses and doctors and everybody are going to be there on Thursday anyway, you know, have cookies delivered to them. Have, you know, coffee delivered to them. Just something that maybe you can feel better making, knowing that you're making a group of people feel loved because they're working their buns off. So I definitely suggest that. You know, our first responder people, loving you, and you will all free group session. So, you know, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you get the day off, if you don't get the day off, you know, try to have that moment, that quiet moment where, you know, you can just go in and wiggle your buns and make yourself laugh. And that's perfect. I always repost my show and my show notes on YouTube and my Facebook page. And this is now, you can just listen to it as a podcast, which is everywhere. Always take note of your mental state. Make an online appointment if you need to. I told you I am here. If you don't know how to make an appointment with me, then email me or tag me on Facebook. I can walk you through it. It's really easy. If you need to contact me, hypnofagodner, take one more really, really deep breath. And boy, do we need this today. Hold it in. Exhale that beautiful, beautiful smile of yours. Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. And I promise I will see you next week. Love.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.